Up right now from the Pepsi of Central Virginia studios, it's Live and Local on 92.3 WXRKLP Charlottesville, the show where area musicians come to talk and play, supported by listeners like you and Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville and at crutchfield.com. Now, here's your host, Eric Law.
Glad to have you along for another episode of Live and Local. I'm hanging out in the Rock Kids studio with the members of CATC. Thank you all so much for coming on out and hanging out with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. This is awesome.
So, really stoked to get into some of your music because I've been really excited and anticipating having y'all in. But before we get into the fun stuff, y'all would like to just go around, introduce yourselves, let us know what you play, and if you want to talk about your influences or your favorite food, whichever you choose.
Well, I'm Kat, and I play guitar, and I write the songs, at least so far. And I sing because I write the songs. And I guess my musical influences, my biggest influence is just my life and problems that come up in my life and my emotions, and then just putting them out into song form. My favorite food is pickles.
Nice.
My name's Ben Cook. I play drums, sing sometimes. I've been known to play a kazoo during one song at least. My influences, big John Bonham guy. I'm from out of town, so moving to town, I was, you know, just really thinking about like Carter Beaufort and Dave Matthews Band and just a whole wide gamut of people. Food, I like chicken wings and also cauliflower wings.
I'm Jamie. I play the bass. Musically, I'd have to say my favorite bands are along the lines of Bayside and the Skank and Pickle. Food, I mean, I'll eat whatever as long as it's not fish.
Hey, and I'm Abby. I play keys, and I am a huge Justin Vernon fan. I also love Julian Baker. I think those are my top two artists. And favorite food? I don't know why that's such a hard question. Right now, I'm really craving pizza, so I'm going to go home and make some frozen pizza, I think. Hopefully.
All right. All excellent answers. A nice eclectic blend of music taste and food taste. So we can definitely get down with that. While we have you, are there any songs that you'd really like to get out there and play for the audience?
Yeah, so the first song that I think we should play is a song called Cat Scratch. I guess kind of going with the CATC theme.
All right, well, let's check it out. It's CATC with Cat Scratch on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
Eyes up here.
Scratching post. I am at work feeling sad and alone. Think of the
That's Cat C live in the studio with Cat Scratch. Do you want to give us a little glimpse into the writing behind Cat Scratch by chance?
I guess in general, when I write songs, it's usually kind of like they kind of come to me, and then I just kind of almost hear them in my head, and then I need to find a guitar as soon as possible and start playing it and singing in order to make the song come to life. And that's really how most of my songs happen in general. And Cat Scratch was a song that kind of happened in a similar way about a year ago. And then getting to play it with the band has been really cool because I feel like it really brings it to life and makes it a lot more rockin'.
Is there anything y'all enjoy about Cat Scratch or the writing process?
I think it's a very interesting song. Theoretically, it's all there and all makes sense, but then there's some cool aspects, like some cool tasteful stops here and there, and just a lot of emotion behind it and the transitions. When I first heard it and played drums to it, I was very excited to like say, oh, I get to do this over and over again. So that's my take on that.
Aw,
nice.
Great.
Are there any other tunes that y'all would want to play while we've got the gear set up here?
Yeah, I think another good song to play would be Annabelle.
Well, if y'all want to cue it up for us, we'll give it a listen. It's Annabelle with Cat C, live in the Rock Kid studio on Live and Local.
Annabelle.
That's Cat C live in the Rock Kids studio with Annabelle. Definitely an interesting sound to that one. What's the story behind that? Similar to Cat Scratch?
I mean, all my songs kind of come to be in similar ways. I guess the thing that I will say about Annabelle, kind of the vibe of it, I've had lots of people kind of tell me different things that they feel like it's about. I feel like in the general sense, it's kind of about when you're being haunted by yourself. And just the kind of, I want it to have kind of an eerie, creepy vibe, because I feel like that's kind of one of the creepiest things. And I really like how all the different parts kind of add to the creepiness, like of having like the keyboard, the pianos in the background, and the cool bass line, and then the kind of funky swing drums, and how that kind of makes it cool.
Yeah, rhythm section. How'd you guys come up with that kind of swing feel?
We just kind of vibe off each other. Do one take, sounds pretty basic, plain, just eighth notes, and then we just start throwing more and more, and builds upon itself over time. I don't know if we've ever played it the exact same way each time.
No way. No, I try to think of what would Annabelle play. So far, I've had pretty good success with that. So.
I concur. Successful.
Well, if it's a little different every time, you know, kind of like that idea of a snowflake, like if somebody goes out to see it a show, you know, they never know what they're in for, but they know they're going to enjoy it. It's going to be a little different every time around.
That's right.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, we'll have a little taste of some more different tunes coming up after the break, so keep it here, and we'll be back.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
Support for Rock Hits 92.3's programming today is coming from Plan 9 Music, your headquarters for vinyl records, as well as CDs, DVDs, and cassettes. At Plan 9, you can find out how much your unwanted music and movies are worth in cash or store trade every day. They also make offers on audio gear, especially turntables, and even vintage merch. Plan 9 is in the Seminole Square Shopping Center, Charlottesville, and in Richmond's Carytown. Individual store hours and more are at plan9music.com.
The Dogwood Tree supports Rock Hits 92.3 and reminds you that Valentine's is on the way and that they offer fresh-cut flowers, arrangements, plants, and local Virginia gifts with delivery within 20 miles of Charlottesville. The Dogwood Tree has something for everyone and can be found on Ivy Road in the University Shopping Center across from St. Anne's High School, and is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturdays 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can learn more at thedogwoodtreeflorist.com and on Instagram and Facebook at thedogwoodtreeflorist.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Eric Law, hanging out in the studio with Kat, Ben, Jamie, and Abby of Cat C. Thank you all again for coming out, playing some music for us.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, the pleasure is all ours. You're welcome back anytime. And speaking of having you in the studio with your instruments and y'all being musicians, are there any other songs that you're kind of itching to play for folks out there?
Ooh.
Itching.
What do you think?
I think a song that we should play is a song called Mind Screwed. It used to have a different title, but I changed it for the radio.
We appreciate that.
For the kids.
For the kids.
Keeping it family friendly. Well, it's not that family friendly, but you know.
Depends on the family, right?
Depends on the family. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll go with a Mind Screwed for right now.
Okay. Let's cue it up. It's Cat C with Mind Screwed here in the Rock Kids studio on Live and Local.
I get used. I'm in too deep. You're not the like my head, my plot just this starts to unfold. My wits, they quit. My soul is cold. My mind is screwed. My thoughts are fried. When you go to leave, I cry. Why do I think you are the one? Baby, we're just having fun.
That's Cat C live here in the Rock Kids studio with Mind Screwed. And if you're just joining us, I'm Eric Law, hanging out with Cat, Ben, Jamie, and Abby of Cat C. And when did y'all start playing as a full band?
So I started playing with Jamie and Abby back in the spring of 2022. And we had a different drummer at the time. And we played two shows. We all worked at the UVA hospital. It got pretty busy. We kind of went on hiatus a little bit over the summer. And then in the fall, the end of September, beginning of October, I was just kind of looking for new drummers. And Ben was around and just drumming with everyone. So I was like, hey, come drum with us. And then he did. And then it was amazing. And then we started playing a whole bunch of shows. That's kind of how it happened. So
then we just stumbled in the studio and...
Yeah, and now we're here.
Y'all haven't kicked us out yet.
And now we're here, yeah.
You guys wandered in, we couldn't say no.
A bunch of cute cats.
So, Mr. Ben playing with everyone, do you want to give a shout-out to anybody? Any bands?
Give a shout-out to my wife in the ether. Other bands? Yeah, right, HQ. Bands locally or just in general?
If you're playing with anybody and you want to give them a little shout-out.
Fill in here and there. I play with the Tyler Dick band sometimes, some really good guys in that band. I play with, got a little cover outlet. I play with the Juicebox Boys. We did the Fridays After 5. I guess it was last year now. And yeah, play a lot of solo stuff as well. And so I put two songs out 2 weeks ago, actually. So very excited about those.
A little foreshadowing for the later part of the interview for everybody out there listening. So circling back to Cat C, any songs that would be a good exemplification of Ben on the drums as a new member of the band?
Songs of Ben on the drums. All the songs are good examples of Ben on the drums. I guess, Ben, what about,
let's listen to him with the hat song.
Hat song. Yeah, this is the hat song featuring Ben on the drums.
No, featuring everyone. I'm a part of this big puzzle here.
Featuring everyone. Featuring hats.
Major props to hats.
That's right. Everyone can wear a hat.
Well, after this song, you're going to have to run out and get a hat. It's Cat C on Live and Local with Hat Song on Rock Hits 92.3.
I'm such a happy girl. I've got a hat.
fuss of indicas, swanking hair extensions. And yeah, that is the best part, by the best part so far, because I could not go riding one of the boys' cars. Yeah, my parents would have killed me. They'd have said I was in danger, cause they did not trust the driving to another teenager. But I've got a hat, it's the best hat in the world, and every time I put it on my head, I'm such a happy girl. I've got a hat, and this hat's really cool, and if it weren't against the dress code, I would wear my hat in school.
That's Cat C live in the Rock Hit studio with Hat Song. I'm Eric Law, host of Live and Local, and hanging out with, going to switch it up here, Abby, Jamie, Ben, and Cat. Ooh, yeah. In the Rock Hit studio. Thank you all guys for coming out, playing music. You know, you guys are doing the heavy lifting on the show. Really appreciate local musicians coming in and gracing us with some really cool tunes like the Hat Song.
Yeah, hats off.
So with the Hat Song, it seems like there's a little bit more of a story to this one. Is there a little bit more substance behind the writing on that?
Yeah, so I wrote that song actually when I was 16, and for some reason keep playing it. I don't know, people still like it, I guess. But it's a true story about how I went to the mall with my friends as a teenager, and I was feeling pretty sad, and then I bought a hat, and I still felt sad, but I was wearing a hat, so it was better.
I'm curious, which hat was it?
It was, I have like this plaid hat with kind of like the fur. Not like the real fur, but like the fake fur, and it has little tassels.
Sherlock Holmes?
No. It's like, you know those hats that were popular in like 2009 that like were the winter hat that kind of had the ears? Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. It was pretty basic, but at the time, it was meaningful to me. Yeah, you've probably seen the hat. You've seen it?
Yeah, Kat has a huge hat collection. She has a frog hat. That's iconic.
I do have a frog hat.
And you still have the hat from the Hat Song?
I do still have the hat from the Hat Song, yes.
Okay.
It's the best hat in the world. I would not
it's
get
gonna
rid of it.
It's going to end up in the Smithsonian if we play our cards right.
It's going to end up buried on my head, so no, it won't.
Yeah, we don't want any grave robbers looking for that one. If you're listening to this interview in the future, don't get any ideas. So Hat Song aside and hats aside, I'll have to ask you about your hat collection at a later point. Are there any other tunes we might be able to play that are not about hats?
Jamie or Abby, pick what song we play
Let's
next.
Let's get spooky.
Let's get spooky.
Ooh.
It's a song called Spooky Song.
It's called Spooky Song?
It is called Spooky Song, and it is a spooky song.
All right. Well, we're a little off from October, but we can definitely go for it. It's Cat C with Spooky Song on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
You can write me up in all the things that's in your
That's Cat C live here in the Rock Hit studio with Spooky Song. And you had mentioned a little bit before that song, you had written a different song at 16. When did you start playing music?
I started playing music, I guess I got my guitar when I was 8. And then I just kind of learned some chords and then never really progressed beyond that. I learned some chords, got to the point where I could sing over them, and kind of just continued to roll with that. But music has been a super big part of my life for forever. So I've just been searching for other people to come and play in a band with me. I don't know how what other, like, kind of other people to say their musical journeys, Ben, Abby, Jamie.
Well, we can leave you all with a little bit of mystery, and you can find out in just a little bit about everybody else's musical past, plus some more live music after the break, so keep it here.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
From the far reaches of the universe to downtown Gotham, from Ant-Man to the X-Men, your portal to the world of comics and graphic novels is Telegraph Art and Comics. The staff at Telegraph can guide you through their inventory, which also includes posters, action figures, and toys. Telegraph Art and Comics is in the Seminole Square Shopping Center and at 211 West Main Street on the downtown mall. TelegraphArtandComics.com is where to connect to their universe, manage subscriptions and pre-orders, or interface with the Comic Hub Network. Telegraph Art and Comics supports this station.
Support for the station today is from Rapture Restaurant, serving playful Southern cuisine made with locally sourced ingredients, along with approachable cocktails and local and craft brews. Also at Rapture, you'll find 6 Brunswick pool tables, live music every Tuesday, and karaoke every Wednesday. Rapture is at 303 East Main Street on the downtown mall, and Rapture is available for your private event. You can learn more at rapturerestaurant.com.
Welcome back to Live and Local. I'm your host, Eric Law, hanging out with Cat C. And we were talking about when everybody started playing music at their own pace. Cat had given us a little bit of background there and didn't mean to cut Ben off, but I can definitely hand you the speaking stick at this point.
Yeah, I'm pretty upset about... No, I'm just kidding. It's all good.
It's fine. If you want to hold a grudge, I understand.
No. Maybe, but probably not. So I started playing when I was 14, started playing drums, various genres, rap and rock and stuff, and then started playing guitar when I was like 18, started writing songs when I was like 20, and now I'm 30, now I'm like an old man. I'm the old man, oldest in the group, I believe, right? What's your musical journey, Jamie?
So, Kat asked if I played an instrument, and I lied and said I played the bass because she needed a bassist. Panic bought one on eBay and learned in about a week.
You have had me fooled this whole time.
Jamie's...
That's not true. That's not true.
No, my mom was a music teacher, and so I played
cello. Oh my gosh, she got me.
Switched to saxophone and bass in high school, then played through undergrad, but never really played with anybody, and just goofed around in my bedroom until about a year ago when Kat asked me to play with her.
That was a roller coaster, I'm sorry, but...
Yeah, you can't really trust half of what Jamie says. But yeah, so initially Kat actually wanted to teach me how to play the bass guitar. So I actually have her bass in my apartment right now because I learned, I think, like 4 chords on it. And then she found Jamie and asked Jamie instead, and I got jealous. So then we were like, okay, I guess I can play the keys because I took piano lessons growing up, like starting from the age of 4, and never was really into practicing, so stopped around my teens, and then haven't really come back to it until maybe like last year or 2 years ago, when I was just fooling around, like going back to old sheet music, and I actually like practicing now, and it's been a lot of fun to revisit it, and not just playing the songs for our band, but also playing a lot of old classical pieces and kind of challenging myself and learning some new stuff. So
4, 8. Jamie, when did you say?
Probably around 8 or 9. I don't know.
8 or 9, and then 14?
Yep, 14.
All right, everybody's starting young on this one.
That's right.
I can definitely tell some really good writing in those songs. Speaking of that writing, is there one more that you'd like to play for us while we've got you here?
Yeah, I'd like to play a song called Sleep on Your Floor, and really, it's about being in a band and playing places and sleeping on floors.
I love it. Let's check it out. It's Cat C with Sleep on Your Floor on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. That's Cat C live here in the Rock Kids studio with Sleep on Your Floor. You're just joining us. I'm Eric Law, hanging out with Kat, Ben, Jamie, and Abby of Cat C, and getting to the part of the show where want to spotlight some catalog songs. Is there anything that you'd like to share with the audience while we've got you here?
I think that we should share one of Ben's solo album songs.
Yeah, I'm in the process of recording an album, probably going to have like 14 to 16 songs on it, and I just dropped a single, which is actually two songs. One song is called Warfret, and that's a very fun, high-energy, kind of like garage punk kind of song about a rat that's from a wharf.
All right, let's check it out. It's Ben Cook with Warfret on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local.
All right.
That's Ben Cook with Wharf Rat here on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. And Ben, do you want to give us a little bit of more info about the Wharf Rat?
Yeah, I recorded all the guitars at my place, and then I took them to Mountainside Studios with James McLaughlin, and he helped me bring them to life and worked with some other folks on mixing, and it's just been a really fun experience.
Is there another local catalog track that you'd like to spotlight while we have you?
Yeah, so we don't have any band recordings yet. We're still in the process of that. But I have my own kind of Cat Zisk solo stuff. And I have a song called Chemistry that is about chemistry in all various forms.
Get down with some science. It's Cat Zisk with Chemistry on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
And it will be a proven
That's Kat Zisk on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local, and getting to the portion of the show where we shine the spotlight on some of your local favorites. Are there any tunes that you'd like to play for any of the audience out there?
Yeah, so I would like to feature Travis Tiezzi from his band Tiezzi, and he has a really cool song called Perception that I would like to feature, and it's a really cool song, and he's a really cool dude. Shout out to him.
All right, shout out to one of our Live and Local alums, Travis. It's Perception by Tiezzi on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
Tight and flush your sorrow, and we'll pretend
That's Tiezzi with Perception on Live and Local in the Rock Hits studio. And Kat, Ben, Jamie, Abby, glad to have y'all in. Super awesome to have Kat C in for the first time round. Where can people find your music? How can they support you? And how can they show you some love?
As far as where to find our music, we don't have any recordings out yet. Basically, all we have is an Instagram, and it's at @cat_C, which is spelled S-I underscore band. So I guess the best way to support us is just go out to local shows out in the world, and maybe we'll be playing at one. But just in general, support the scene, yeah, and then we'll support each other. Yeah.
There, I like that. Yeah. Get on out there, folks.
Sharing the support love with the rest of the Charlottesville music scene. I love it.
That's right.
Well, it was awesome to have you guys in. Open door. As soon as you get that record done, keep us in the loop. Until then, you can find them on Instagram at @cat_c_band. And keep it here. We've got Search and Destroy coming up in just a bit. You can get some punk rock, ska, and more in to close out your weekend. So don't go away.
You've been listening to Live and Local with Eric Law, brought to you by Crutchfield, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. If your band would like to appear on the show, contact us through the link at 923xrk.org or on our Facebook page.